Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. Sorry for laughing. For some reason tonight, that actually makes me laugh. Definitely explorations in consciousness. Please do remember that we do look forward to your questions, and the team will answer them during tonight's broadcast. If you, we ask you to try to keep them on topic, please, especially as we're bringing forward new information and things are shifting so rapidly. And you can email them to Squirrel. She has her computer. Squirrel, your email address.
Is Squirrel, S-Q-U-I-R-R-E-L, at WYOM.net. Send your questions.
Pardon?
I said send your questions. We'd love them.
Okay. Tonight, show the network a bigger a plan bigger than you can yet imagine, and then I can imagine. So your role, your part in the network, your part, each and every one of you, is far more important than you can imagine. Each of you holds a specific frequency, a very unique energy that's important to the whole. Your personal image may not yet be able to hold the idea that your contribution, regardless of how you may see its impact, is important to the overall plan, but I promise you it is. What is the plan? How does it work? Will we succeed? This plan is not just about Earth. It's about healing all relationships everywhere and everyone. How does a race that is so limited in its capacity to remember and see beyond limitation change this sector of the universe? Through a love that is transformative, through overcoming fear on every level, and through a determination that can move mountains and more. It begins with each of you, remembering how powerful you really are, and at the same time, having the humility to love unconditionally. It's a big order, but this is the plan. The team's going to share their wonderful wisdom and insights tonight as well, if we can get to it. And Squirrel, I know you've got lots of stuff going on with astrology right now as we are officially in retrograde.
Yep, Mercury's in retrograde, and that's one thing. And we also just had a super full moon. I hope everybody got out and enjoyed the beauty of the full moon the other night. And but this one's interesting. This is a little different. This is a little bit more on numerology. And I don't know if anybody follows that, but tomorrow, June 28th, is a 22 master day. So how do you get that? Well, you add up June 28th, 2013, which is 2 plus 8 plus 6 plus 2 plus 0 plus 1 plus 3 equals 22. And what that means is a master number is, we've talked about that before, Jackie, you know, master number of Jesus is 33. But 2-2, it says you can expect a reward to come in today. Be aware, stop and acknowledge it when you see it. This is what builds self-worth and appreciation. The message is to stay diligently applying yourself to your task at hand. You are building something big, of worth, and lasting value. It cannot be rushed, but needs to be appreciated and slowed down to truly hone and fine-tune. 22 is also double peace and sharing, working as a team, working arm-in-arm with the force of nature, your greatest ally. Our job is to bring the idea through. Our job is also to act on the idea. Once we do, nature's force comes in with its full weight and propels the idea along, but you need to give nature the go-ahead by you acting your idea first and foremost. When nature's force helps us, that's when we have no idea of where we will end up, because the worth and the reward is in the doing rather than the destination. That's when the magic happens and you go on the roller coaster with the universe as a team, hand in hand. That's what many people push away when it starts to happen, but I say welcome it in. Trust that you and nature's force as a team will bring about the best, most delightful solutions for your life. 22 Master Days show us how well we are working with this universal energy. So build your life with worth and elegance and grace and go about your daily tasks with applied energy. Know that when you do, you enlist nature's force to support and propel you. It truly is the secret to a fulfilling and well-loved and lived life. And that's from Elizabeth Peru.
And I'm a 22 on a 22 day. That should be a humdinger. Like it hasn't been strange enough.
Like it hasn't. I know. I know.
Oh, God.
All right. Get your master plan out, everybody. That's tomorrow.
Okay. Yes. And really, this is in alignment with where everything is going right now. So it makes perfect sense, certainly to me, and with nature, absolutely, because I'm smack dab in the middle of it. And I can feel it participating. It's really quite wonderful. And if I could figure a way to write off all these birds that I'm feeding, I'd do it. But I don't know how IRS would feel about it. Little humor. PayPal is to launch interplanetary payment system. This is a real article, okay?
I saw that. It's so funny. But
it was in CNN
intriguing.
Money. And what is it? Love this. NASA PayPal said Thursday it will launch interplanetary payments. Yes, a system for buying things in space. It sounds like a PR stunt, but PayPal is dead serious about getting into the burgeoning field of space tourism. With companies like Virgin Galactic and SpaceX bringing the go-to-Mars dream much closer to reality, PayPal said its goal is simply to start thinking about the complicated issues concerning space commerce. I just love this. And I use PayPal, so I know. If they say that they really are serious. Amazing. I thought this was so timely. So timely.
Space commerce, huh? You
space
know,
commerce.
I wonder if you could buy space sticks. You remember when those things came out?
What?
Okay, I'll explain. Back when in the 60s, when the astronauts were first taking off, we had Tang. Remember Tang?
Yes.
Because all the astronauts, and then there were space sticks. It was like, oh, this is what the astronauts eat when they're up on, you know, up orbiting the Earth. And I mean, they were god awful to eat, but nonetheless.
People bought them?
Yeah. There were peanut butter flavored ones, chocolate flavored ones, but they were called space sticks, and they were in this like little tube, and it was like string cheese, only not.
Oh my God, that's very funny.
I know. So I wonder what you can buy in space, but I'll have to get my PayPal account in order.
Well, I think delivery is going to be the real question. How do you get it there?
Really?
You know, spending the money is not a problem. Delivery may be an issue. Okay.
Really? That is funny.
Okay, so I just want to say to everyone that things, I was gone last week and so was Squirrel, and I wasn't really gone, but I was not able to work. Things are unfolding so quickly right now that I almost don't know where to start. And I generally am never at a loss for words. But once again, okay, the sessions have taken a dramatic turn. And I talked about this 2 weeks ago to the healing with all races. That was just the beginning. It has continued in an amazing way. Absolutely amazing. A couple of things, and these aren't in the notes world, but for those of you who are all part of this network, and I will go into that in a minute, the challenges, whether we agreed to set these up or they were set up, you know, for whatever reason, those that didn't want us to move forward or accomplish what we set out to accomplish. What we've seen is that in parents, spouses, siblings, children, many times there are beings in their chakras that literally are trying to stop us, okay? In whatever way they can. What we're finding as we come to peace with these beings, and some cases they have to be removed. Right now we're trying very much to come to a level of peace, to have them look at things differently. They're being set to meet with the team. There's so much going on right now. It's a new concept for them to look at things from the perspective that it can be done in love. It's not really an emotion that they necessarily understand, nor do they trust. But they do know that things are changing and they're losing control. Okay. We're now attempting to interface, and that's the best way of putting this. Interface in a very loving way. Help them to see that there is an alternative. And an opening for healing and greater understanding. Also, we've got more people coming in from very pure races. And that may not mean much to any of you. When I say pure, okay, this does not exalt them. What it means is that their lineage, their human lineage, primarily goes all the way back to the beginning. Okay? Through a relatively pure line. So let's say people from Indonesia, people from East India, Norwegians, a lot of them, especially up in northern Norway. I could go on. Jews, etc. Those lineages, the majority of them are pretty pure. That allows for a much greater level of healing. Of that specific race, because, and of course the entire human race, and the reason that it does, I'll go into that in a minute, things that have separated us from each other are unique differences, not unlike what we perceive in other dimensions, are beginning to melt away. That's the goal. And I'd explain it this way, is that when we do a power retrieval, we're going back to the very beginning of the lineage of a parent, to its beginning on planet Earth, even if it deviates here and there or whatever. As many as a million people, sometimes more. So we're working with all those lifetimes, all those people of that lineage, the parent, mother, or father. All the lifetimes the client has with the soul energy of that parent, both on Earth and off planet, and the appropriate parallel lifetimes as well. So this is a way of reaching out in a very big way for healing of a race, healing of a specific lineage, healing of soul relationship, and potentially also off-planet relationships as well. So for each person that's doing power retrievals, it's an exponential impact, much greater than even my words can really explain to you. We didn't get here overnight. This has been a long time in development. It probably was on the drawing board, but certain things had to be ready. One, I had to be ready, okay? Because the levels, the frequencies, the add-ons, you know, my very narrow dating pool.
more apparent, right? Yes.
Yeah, right. And, you know, let's put it this way. I can't date someone and say, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. I mean, that isn't going to work. Okay. So, why are these pure-raced people coming for sessions? And first of all, they know that they're supposed to. As the limitations and beliefs of these races that have separated them from others also separate them from their path to oneness. So, if you come out of a very pure race, okay, and that race has built-in prejudices, built-in beliefs, built-in ways of treating women, you know, all kinds of things that are built into the race itself, Korean, Indonesian, East Indian, I work with people just from all over the world. I can't even come up with all the different countries. Japan, you name it. Guam, I could go on and on. Australia, New Zealand, which is not as quite as pure races there because of the British. But nevertheless, these people are seeking healing for themselves. They're also excited to contribute to the overall healing of humanity and the healing of separatism. So this is some big stuff. When you start adding it all together, you realize how, you know, and I, in my notes, I started talking about this sector of the universe. But when we start working with healing, relationships with other aspects of the soul of parents, or if you're doing a power retrieval with a spouse or with children or siblings, we can end up all over the damn universe, sometimes out in the multiverse as well. I don't really pay much attention. I know that everybody's going to think this is very funny. I don't have a lot of time to sit down and kind of calculate these things out. I'm kind of always in the now moment because I'm always looking for the next puzzle piece or at least trying to figure out where the damn thing fits, since I don't have the box with the picture on it. So I don't sit around and calculate possibilities and probabilities and so on and so forth. I just know that we're on such a fast forward motion, and it is becoming more and more and more accelerated in a way that's so exciting. I need George Lucas, even though he just got married, just to do the visuals of what's going on in the sessions. And the people are certainly seeing this themselves, too. I need somebody who could do computer graphics with Technicolor. Now, when I say this didn't happen overnight, and I say this tongue-in-cheek because I want everyone to realize that you are part of this network. This is an enormous plan. And when I look at the planning that had to be involved, some of it added at the last minute. You know, you don't always know how things are going to come together. You can look at probable realities, but, you know, even on that side of the veil, there's still some crapshoot going on, okay? Will this one fall apart? Will this one take a different path? We're on a planet of free will. There are several times I could have made a left turn. I didn't. I didn't, but I could have. You know, and then they've got to get somebody else, you know, and hopefully they had some backups on me that went through all their stuff to get ready for all this. Maybe, maybe not. I have no idea. Evidently, they got a lot of faith in me holding it together. And if somebody had told me that this work was going to take this turn, even 6 months ago, I don't know that I would have believed it. I would have pondered it. But understanding how it could get from here to here sometimes is impossible to understand until it's unfolding in front of you. And as it's unfolding in front of you, it is absolutely amazing. There'll be more in subsequent shows, some things I'm not ready to talk about yet until I have more information, more proof that some of the theories that are coming out of this are in fact true. They're kind of mind-boggling. So what does all this have to do with the network? Well, I do know that all of you that work with the team, and even those that just listen to the shows and work with the team at that level, are part of this extraordinary network. Is it the only network working? No. Lazarus has a network. And those people work at their level doing their thing. and working their magic and so on. This particular network, which keeps expanding, evidently the goal as of reading it today is for not only the healing of all races on planet but off planet and their relationships, moving to a level of oneness that allows the entire universe and multiverse to move forward more rapidly. Now, I know this sounds very self-serving. Please know that that's not what I'm here to tell you. I'm here to share with you what I'm seeing and certainly what the team has been trying to explain to me. So they show it to me. It's the easiest way to teach me because I don't listen well. And a squirrel knows I don't ask enough questions.
That's where I come in.
That's correct. That is where you come in. So if you can imagine a matrix of energy that continues to increase in size as every new person joins in, and then all of their connections through lineage and other lifetimes, and then all the beings that are watching them, perhaps trying to stop them, influencing them for good and ill, that matrix begins to move out multidimensionally. Again, I wish I were an artist. Did all of us decide?
You make me think of a neuron in your brain. You know, like a neuron cell.
They have no clue. You're talking to the wrong person. I just heal. I don't know what they look like.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Explain.
Have you ever seen the pictures of neuron cells, how they all connect? It's just like it looks like a matrix, you know? It's
okay, there you go.
Networking of...
Okay, so all of you, you know, did all of us decide this before we came here? My answer to this is probably a qualified yes. I would say that no one really knew how difficult it would be with density and distraction. That, you know, some of you have moved through it elegantly and others have struggled and may still be struggling. I've touted Bonnie's book, and I know Squirrel has as well, an awful lot on this show, and the reason is because it empowers. And more than anything I've read or seen, it works, plain and simple. When you know that you could create your life, you step out of fear. Fear is the enemy. Period. Plain and simple, fear is the enemy for where we're going now. You need to be fearless. Every one of you are going to do your work or are already doing it in some cases, whether you realize it or not. Because during the dream time, everybody's doing things. You all have wanted a manifestation, a feedback, okay? This was part of your desire coming to the planet, that there would be an ability to be able to see your impact and have it fed back to you. This is a big issue, by the way, mainly because this is such a freaking exciting lifetime, even if it's been difficult. And this is a difficult planet. It was never supposed to be this hard. I personally have been witness to miracle upon miracle as I've seen people evolve beyond their limitations into amazing, expansive lives and paths. And I hear from Bonnie every day as well. She's getting the same feedback. So this is when we know we're heading in the right direction, no matter what. We are on the brink of a major breakthrough that's so amazing. I know I don't have a language for it yet, but there are pieces that are coming in that explain so much right now. Until I can arrange those little puzzle pieces together to make sentences, I can't share it all. It's in my head. But and each one of you are a part of this amazing shift and change, and your dedication to healing, to your healing, to shifting, to growth, to expansion. Contributes in more ways than you realize. It is synergy in action. And synergy, and I love this, is the interaction of multiple elements in a system to produce an effect different from or greater than the sum of their individual effects. The term synergy comes from the Greek word synergia, from synergos, whatever, I'm not very good with languages, meaning working together. And that's what we're all doing. Interestingly enough, concept synergy is Lazarus. And when you go to Lazarus' website, everything is under the umbrella of concept synergy. Today, that term has a far greater meaning to me than it ever has in the past. And I've worked with Lazarus since 1987, so that kind of tells you I finally get it. people have teased me all my life that I think really big. And now I know why. I never thought about doing one gas station. I wanted to sell 100. I never thought about doing a little restaurant on the Las Vegas Strip. I wanted to sell a major casino. I've just always thought big, always. Whether it never occurred to me that I couldn't. But I think that's my program. It had to be my program to be able to go along with all of this, be part of all of it, and certainly encourage people through it, because it's, you know, you're stepping into, these sessions are so amazing that people get down, and even people that have worked with me for years, and they're going, oh my God, what was that? So I'm actually having a lot of fun. I also know that we're proving the doubters wrong. Who are the doubters? Not the planetary doubters, because I don't really care what people think. I embrace everybody's opinion. Whether I agree with it or not, I do embrace their opinion, even though I'm snotty with you, squirrel. That's different.
Jackie.
No, I really do. I do embrace other people's opinions. And I figure they're welcome to believe whatever they want to believe. It has nothing to do with me. All that counts to me is the work and where it's going and what the results are and what they can be. That's all I care about. So I can say to all of you, please do not underestimate yourself. Take back your power. Know that you can change your lives. And that's why you came here. To bust open a controlling system that doesn't work and become the living example of what's truly possible. Good evening. We got dropped.
doubters on the other side of the veil are after us, Jackie.
Well, I don't know if they're, you know, there's a lot of information coming out that not everybody's excited about, and that's okay, too. Okay. It's called empowerment, and that's the name of the game. Hey.
I know. our new concepts are out there, and they're hitting the airwaves, everybody.
Well, I'm down to being able to drive only one car. My Lexus, which has been my... I can't even get in that car at lunchtime because it just blows all the electrical. And I've never had a problem with that car in my life. So I can only drive the one that my dear friend Lane did all the upgrading and gritting on. It's the only one that'll run with me in the car. Oh, Lord.
Okay. Where did we leave off when you got dropped? Did we get dropped at the same time?
I don't know. Was my closing statement. I'm going to repeat it.
Okay.
In case anybody missed it. Hopefully not.
I did.
Oh, well, I may have lost the paper, too. Yeah, that was... Okay, everyone. Yeah, that's probably the one they didn't like.
about taking back our power. Oops.
Yeah, I think it was something to that effect. And, you know, hey, I come in love. What can I say? Well,
Well, maybe it's just a channel time, huh?
Evidently. Okay, give me one second here. Wow.
Okay.
I hope somebody's taking notes.
In case you missed it?
No, I
got them.
Okay. Please do not underestimate yourselves. Take back your power and know that you can change your lives. That is why you are here, to bust open a controlling system that doesn't work and become living examples of what is truly possible. Okay. Channel time. Oh, are we having fun yet?
I'm totally having fun.
Okay, cool. All right. All right. Lots of suspense going on. You all love that, don't you? All right. Throw in a little drama just to drive the points home. All right. Welcome, everyone. Welcome, Squirrel.
Thank you.
We are very excited about the information that's coming forward now, and we thank each and every one of you for your courage, for your commitment, for your love, for your support, all right? And for the challenges you've had to face to step forward in ways that are not necessarily accepted by the average person. You know, you've taken your hits and criticisms from others, found that you had little to talk about some people with. That's all right. But for so many of you, you've known that this is real, this is happening, and you want to be a part of it, and it's why you came. It is why you came, people. We love you for that. And unfortunately, at this timing, you don't remember how excited you were. You don't remember the plans that you had, the joy, the excitement, the additional challenges that you took on, some of you through your own bravado, others from your levels of deep commitment. All of it was good. None of it came from negative ego, so please know that. But you all knew that this was the lifetime. This was the one of unlimited potential. The one that you would share and talk about forever. Or we'll say communicate, not always speaking, but communicate forever. And we mean forever. Out of your love, and your love for Earth, many of you, your absolute love for Earth and for humanity, believing in the potential of humanity, knowing that many people were locked onto the planet, unable to get off, unable to evolve beyond what we call the familial chain of pain. Referred many times to karma, but same thing. And now, the doors are swinging open. They may not look the way you thought they would, but we can tell you there won't be any dull moments with any of this. And your television sets, many of you are going to pale compared to what will be going on. All right, television, oh, who wants to watch that? Don't be silly. We're so excited. And we love you all. Each and every one of you, whether you've had a session with us or not, Don't think we don't know who you are or that we don't care about you. We do. We do. Don't measure yourself against other people, please. Feel good about you. Certainly, there have been enough radio shows. Love yourself. Feel good about yourself. On and on and on and on. This wasn't just some rhetoric. It wasn't rhetoric. It was truth. Stop thinking small. Boy, is that true. Now, Squirrel, you have a question for us, we believe.
Oh, I do. Hold on, let me find that. This comes from Vicky, and she writes, "Dear team, does the life that I have lived so far give me any clues about what the unique frequency spoke about in the email flyer?" I'm not quite sure what she means. Probably on Jackie's site. "Is that I bring, or the part I came to play? It seems to me our lives must have been set up not just to work through issues, but also to prepare us in other ways as well." Vicky.
Oh, Vicky, good assumption. The answer is yes, yes, and yes. All right. Yes. Do look at your lives, right? Look at what has excited you through your life. What has driven you through your life. What has interested you in your life. In what ways have you prepared? Do you love to write? All right. Are you a communicator in some way? Do you love to heal? Have you been interested in the healing arts? All of these are telltale signs, of course. And that doesn't mean you're only going to do one thing. Please be clear with that. We expect that many of you will be doing multiple things. As you expand more and more, the possibilities and potentials of all that you're capable of doing, that you aren't limited. As soon as you move out of that mindset, many doors will open within you first. Your unique frequency. You know, if you take an orchestra, and every instrument has a tone, and that tone on its own is nice, all right, lovely. Whoever plays that instrument does a lovely job. But when you put that instrument and its song, its music in with the orchestra, now you have exactly what the channel talked about, synergy. A magnificence that individually you don't have, but together you do. Each one of you is important. Each one of you agreed who was going to do what and why and how. You were very supportive. Some of you came along up at the tail end. Oh, I want to go. For some of you, Earth has been a very difficult planet. In terms of energies and frequencies, we understand. But that didn't stop you. And we've said many times before, many of you are here at the behest, at the encouragement of others who believed in you before you came onto the planet. You go. We know you're going to have the biggest impact. That didn't come from nowhere. So you do have support, not only among your human people, but off planet as well. All right? regardless of what that realm may be. Yeah, we talk about extraterrestrials and multidimensionals and this and that and the other, but people forget about the angelic realm and the archangels and all the other beings of light and frequency and things. Oh, goodness. There's no limit. And you're going to find that as time goes on, that the expansiveness. All right, for those of you who have worked with Osiris and worked with the fairy realms and their spirits, and for others who worked with the trees, crystals, there is no limit to creation and to the co-creative participation of all of creation. Pay attention, Vicky. Truly pay attention. What desire do you hold? That you're afraid maybe you could never really accomplish, you know, I have kids, I have this, I have that. Now, we're not talking an opera singer or, you know, or a brain surgeon. We're talking about something within you that you would really love to do. Start focusing your energy on that. Write beliefs. Certainly read Bonnie's book. Look at the beliefs you hold about not being able to accomplish what it is you truly want to do. Change those. Write beautiful intentions around it. Remember, it's not like everybody was handed an assignment. Everyone said, I'm going to be involved in this or in this, or I think I want to do this or that. Many of you, not really knowing, perhaps you've had psychics or whatever say to you, you know, someday you're going to write a book or you're going to sing a song or whatever. Unlimited possibilities. Unlimited possibilities, and that's the way we encourage all of you to think and feel today and beyond today. Are you all ambassadors? Of course you are. You're ambassadors on Earth, you're ambassadors off Earth. You're ambassadors. Everything you heal impacts everyone around you. And everyone you pass on the street, we've been saying this for years and years, everyone you pass on the street, everyone you encounter, every little shift is an exponential shift. And we go back to, it's quantum physics, people. Your frequency, as you go anywhere. If your frequency is high, people must adjust their frequency as they walk by you, encounter you, speak to you. Now, you have to bring yours up and down a bit to match theirs as well, but you have the ability to bounce right back up, bounce right back up. That's your job. Be aware of that. Try to stay in as high a frequency as you possibly can. Laugh every chance you get. This is not just about meditation and so on and so forth. It's also about joy and laughter. It's also about nature. The beauty of nature, the joy of nature, the fun of nature. As Squirrel Yu so wonderfully read at the beginning of the program, the more in touch with nature you become, the more in harmony you become, the more co-creative that becomes. In ways you may not even realize.
every day the channel walks early in the morning, and the rolling hills and the mountains, and, you know, every bug and bird and flower, and she drinks it in. She feels it in the trees, and her friends are the same way. Overwhelmed with the beauty more than ever before. This is the time to pay attention to nature, everyone. It is a constant. It's always been a constant on your planet. Pay attention to the fairy realms. They're real. Lazarus has some wonderful tapes on the fairy realms. Many of you came in through the fairy realms. They're very powerful. Do not underestimate them. We're so excited for all of you as these new ideas and discoveries begin to open up new potentials, new ways of thinking and believing and feeling, new chances to love unconditionally. For years, the channel has said, I came to love the unlovable. She was convinced because of her children. I came to love the unlovable. She did not know how true that would become. That everything can be loved. And when you're willing to do that, not to put divisions in there or accept this. I like them except for that. But to come from that place of true unconditional love doesn't mean you don't have boundaries. It doesn't mean you don't honor yourself. Most certainly you do. But that doesn't have to get in the way of loving unconditionally. Because it's that love, people, that can change agendas. It can change your planet, and you're going to see it in your lifetime. In your lifetime. All right, Squirrel, we feel a question.
Yes.
All right, what's going on?
You know, the channel was talking a lot about clearing lineage and a lot of things that are held in our chakras. And, you know, I think many who listen and have worked with you and the channel feel they've made some significant strides in clearing lineage. And it's more apparent when I go back and I'm in a situation where I'm around, you know, like a parent or a sibling to see the stark contrast. I guess I thought perhaps if I changed my own lineage and healed that it would be reflected in them. I see it in my children, but I don't often see it in the past, if there is a past.
All right. All right.
Would you be able to explain that?
Yes, we'd be happy to. At the time you did your power retrieval, was how long ago, Squirrel?
Oh, it's been maybe 3 or 4 years.
Oh, it's more than that.
I'm losing time. Okay.
All right, hold on. We're having quite an earthquake here. All right. So, just the earth responding. All right. All right.
interesting. Okay.
Like everything else, the power retrievals have continued to move up in frequency, up in frequency. Again, we could only do it as the channel cleared. Do you understand?
I do.
All right. The level of work has expanded dramatically. All right. As she's been able to heal and expand, as we've seen opportunities to go further, and she has expressed her desire to go further, because again, free will, we can't foist it on her. And also, we have to be certain that she's strong enough to do it. For many years, she wasn't strong enough to go to some of these higher frequencies that she is today. Do you understand?
Yes.
So what you experienced in the way of power retrieval, yes. If you were to do one today, you may find that it's quite a bit different. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You may encounter far different things than you ever thought possible. However, does that mean that you didn't do a lot of clearing? Yes. Is it helping your mom right now? Well, your mom is towards the end of her service on Earth, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
Oh, all right. And your father left several years ago.
Right.
All right. Now you are seeing it with your children. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Not
exciting.
To say that there weren't healings that were done. Of course they were. However, those taking on, all right, these new levels of dealing with other races and changing those agendas, this is a different level. It wasn't possible to do that then as it is now. Do you understand? For a number of reasons, not
yes.
just the channel, but different timings, all kinds of things. Does that make sense to you?
It does,
We understand it makes you sad that you didn't see more of it within the parent. Now we have some people working on their children with amazing results. All right? In other words, doing power retrievals with children. Amazing results. Especially if there's disharmony between the parent and the child. Now, if your child's doing fine, there'd be really no reason to do that since you've already done power retrievals on both parents. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you so much.
All right. Anything else? We have a few moments.
We have a few moments. I think I'm going to turn it back to you, and so we can wind up for the evening. We have about, 3 minutes,
all right.
maybe less.
All right. Well, we want to say this to all of you. We've been trying to prepare you with different shows, buckle up your seatbelt, and all these different things, because we knew what was coming, and we also knew how the channel would deal with it. We have a pretty good idea of how she's going to respond and take the opportunities to go further. All right? Now, with each and every one of you, you have those same opportunities. We encourage you, all right, to look at the kinds of judgments you carry about other nationalities on the planet and other races off the planet. Start examining those. Really looking at them. And then do some belief work around them. We would highly recommend this. Because things are moving forward in ways that you don't know yet, and you don't see how rapidly they're coming. But we do. You're all preparing right now to be exactly what you came here to do, which is to be the ambassadors. You're earning your wings, if you will. And the way to do that is to be able to love unconditionally, without fear. Now, we don't recommend that you call in this or that being, and, you know, here I am, I'm not afraid of you, come on. You know, well, that's probably not the most appropriate approach. Offering love, understanding, that's a good one. But look around in your world as well, because this is a reflection of out there and vice versa. So in this next week, really look at your beliefs about other races on and off planet. And we would love to work with you tonight to open your hearts and your minds even further to greater possibilities beyond your dreams, everyone. Beyond your dreams, where you will know that you co-participated, co-created new potentials that didn't exist. And we can't think of anything more exciting than that. Know that we love you all so very much, and until we speak with you again in this format, dear one, Namaste. Okay. All right. Good night, everybody. I don't know if we're late or not. I know we had an earthquake.
We heard about that. Tell me more.
Yeah, it was pretty big, too.
Oh, your doggies were barking.
Yes, of course. Okay, we love you so very much. Speak with you next week. Good night, everybody.
Love you, too. Good night, everyone.